A bit like their mother hen a bit. They see me from day one and I'm with them every day. And they used to me providing their feed too, I suppose. And yeah.
Meet Phil Glover. This former dairy farmer has turned his pastures over to the birds. From small beginnings just 5 years ago, he and his wife Angela now have almost 3,500 Highline brown hens, free-ranging across these paddocks. Right now, a flock of them is cruising around our legs, even pecking at my shoes.
Yeah, they're pretty curious things. They like to be up with what's going on. Anything that's different attracts their attention.
Hello, I'm Margot Kelly. The Glovers are based near Sheffield in northwest Tasmania. They got into producing free-range pastured eggs after getting out of the dairy industry. They've swapped one 52 weeks of the year job for another.
Our farm got too small to be viable to milk cows anymore, so we sold the cows and just went into beef, and then we brought a shop, was in that for a few years, and we sold that and was looking around for another business and couldn't find anything that took our interest. And then we bought 300 Highline brown pullets, point of lay, and thought we'd give the egg thing a bit of a go. And it's just gone from there. Like, the demand's been incredible. It's just gone from strength to strength.
The chickens are housed in mobile sheds, which can be easily moved around the paddocks, giving the chickens access to fresh pasture. Phil Glover says his girls love to get outside and scratch around in the grass.
They really love the fresh grass. Like, we move our chooks around pretty regular. We probably varies from 4 to 6 weeks. They'll go into a fresh paddock, and as soon as you put them into a fresh paddock, they just sort of really get really excited and they go around and eat heaps of grass. They're concentrated food. You notice that they don't eat as much for probably a week or a fortnight. They seem to prefer to get a lot of their fresh food. They really go for the grass and bugs and stuff.
When not out foraging for the good stuff, the hens can be found inside their sleeping and laying quarters. Can we check out the inside? So what's the setup here? These are the sleeping quarters.
Yeah, these sheds, these are where the chooks sleep, eat and lay their eggs and get their water. Each shed holds 250 birds, which works out to be 10 birds to the square metre. They're being built, we build them all ourselves, we design them ourselves, and everything in them we build ourselves.
And do these move around from paddock to paddock?
These are basically, each shed's basically built on a sled base, and we just hook on with a tractor, and we just tow it to the next site of a tractor. They're like really low tech, simple, easy to maintain, yeah.
What's the production rate of a hen? Is it an egg a day?
Oh, it wouldn't be quite an egg a day. Ours peak at 90, in the 90%, you know, about 92, 95, 96%. They probably average in our system about 80%. Yeah.
And how do you collect that many eggs?
It's all done by hand, the old-fashioned way. We just come down with a box on the back of it to protect the eggs. We've got plastic egg collecting trays. You walk in the shed, pick up any eggs off the floor, and then we just go along the nest. The nest's a rollaway nest, and we just put the eggs into trays, stack the trays up, and then put them on the ute, and then drive to the next shed. And yeah, continue on like that till we've got right around the whole farm. It's probably the opposite of what most big chook farms are. We just do everything the old-fashioned way. Yeah, everything's just real simple, real low-tech. We just want to get away from anything. It's complicated maintenance. It's just slow cost. Anything we can do, you know, the whole operation, something doesn't work, we can fix it ourselves.
Once the eggs have been collected, it's time to head indoors. Into the packing shed, where the eggs are weighed and sorted before being dispatched around the northwest. So this is where the stainless steel is at?
Yeah, this is our grading and packing room. This is where the eggs come to after we collect them. They're brought into here and daily and graded into weights and packed into cartons. They stay in here, stored in here and our refrigerated container until we're ready to sell them. We sell a variety of sizes. We have 500 gram dozens, 600 gram dozens, 700 gram dozens, 800 gram dozens, and then we have jumbos, which are like oversized eggs that your cartons won't close on. Yeah.
Oh, I can see a few here.
Yeah.
They're pretty big ones.
Yeah.
A few with some creative shapes and forms.
Yeah, you probably don't see them much in most setups because I suppose they just get broken and that, but because we're small and we do anything by hand, things like that, we can do things like that. We've got a bit more flexibility than than a system that's locked into set sizes.
So after 5 years in the pasture-raised egg business, does Phil Glover think they made the right move to go from cows to chooks? On the whole, it seems to have been an excellent business decision. Now, dairy farmers love being around their cows. How do you feel about your flock of Highland Brown Hens?
It's pretty interesting. I don't think chooks probably engender that same, the same as a cow.
But they've got a little bit of personality.
Oh, they have, yeah. I think they probably, like with cows, you can see more individual differences, where the chooks, they tend to all pretty much look the same.